We've been talking about this Nazareth Simeon game earlier in the month in the state high school playoff. 7A, big schools. The Roadrunners, Nazareth, won 34-27. But Simeon's upset with the call or two and the fact that a guy had his official's uniform on the sideline, but he was a parent of one of the Nazareth kids, and he was talking to the refs during the game. Our Joe Brand was there. Joe, you're on WGN. Hi, Joe.
Hi, John. How's it going?
What were you doing there? Were you covering it for us? I know you've been covering the high school football beat.
Not for GN. I was actually working for CN 100. We shoot the highlights for multiple games during the playoff scene, and that's the one I got assigned to, ironically.
What happened? Did you notice this? What do you think about this story?
I did not notice referee on the sideline that shouldn't have been there. I really don't think anyone did. I mean, the story just kind of coming up over the past 24 hours. So, I mean, you see a ref on the sidelines, I don't think you assume that it's somebody's father and not somebody who's supposed to be there. What I saw was a great game. It really was. There were a couple of controversial calls, though. The one that sticks out most in my mind was late in the third quarter. Simeon was trailing Nazareth after Nazareth made this huge comeback in the second quarter. And Simeon had a big sack, which looked to have been a fumble on Nazareth's quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. And the refs called the play dead, that it was just a straight sack. That would have been an easy touchdown for Simeon's defense. It would have been a huge swing in the game. That was one thing that the Simeon sideline and coaching staff was upset with. Later on in the game, there was an extra point that the referees called no good. It was just too high for our vantage point. Where we were at the press box, it looked good. But, again, we can't make total sheer belief that it was good.
Were you there at the very end of the game, Joe?
I was, and that's when things got pretty tense. Simeon marched down the field, credit to their offense. They had 2 minutes to work with. They marched all the way down the field. They get to the end zone. But here's the thing, John. They were on second and goal with time ticking down, and they chose to run the ball. They went for a dive up the middle. They got stuffed. They only had a little bit of time to work a play. They could have, but you know, like some of what you said earlier in some of the reports, that's what I saw was some fumbling going around, but I also saw some Simeon players somewhat leaving the line because I think that they thought that time had expired already. Noise was going crazy. Both sides were bantering, and
if I may, though, the allegation was that the officials did not work as expeditiously as they should have to get the ball down to give Simeon one more chance. And if there's this cloud over the relationship between the father on the sideline and the officials in the game, then it just looks bad.
Well, John, if I can, Joe, it sounds like the controversial calls you're talking about, though, were all instant calls on the field, not after there'd be this consultation with the nefarious quasi-referee or anything like that.
That's the thing I'm having an issue with. I mean, and if they tackle the quarterback and they call it a sack and a straight sack, ball on the ground, dead ball, not a live ball, that's not the official on the sideline making, you know, any help or any aid to the officiating crew. Same thing with the extra point. So that's where I got a little bit confused. But I would have to say that last play, it just looked odd. I mean, all ends involved. Simeon was starting to walk off. Nazareth was starting to celebrate. The clock was ticking. The ball was being bounced around, and everyone said, snap the ball, snap the ball, snap the ball, and no one did.
Joe, Ellis in my ear, we got to take a break. We might come back to this later on, and I'm on Facebook about it too, so feel free to comment there, Joe. It'd be interesting to see what you have to say. I'm WGN King John on Facebook, and we'll come back to this topic a little later on. Really helpful, Joe. It's nice to hear your voice. Thanks for chiming in.
Likewise. Good to talk to you on a Monday.
Yeah, how about that? Joe's part of our Saturday lineup with Griffin Filipich, Domati Pongo, and me.